This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
Ben Schwartz, our new friend.
I am blown away that this is happening. That was such a great question.
Middays 10 till 2.
Only a Chicago sports radio show. I'm so thrilled. Well, that was a very nice.
We're a well-rounded crew around here.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, this is Give Me the Hot Sauce Teletrade. Now, we're going to keep an eye right there on Trey Lyles. He's hot right now, so go ahead and roll it. Here's the screen. Freeze it. Now, right now, they should interchange. Trey should come there, and Patrick Williams should move up a little bit so he can rotate up. Go ahead and roll it. As this screen happens, freeze it. Patrick Williams is not watching. He should be already on a horse. He should be coming up here and taking this guy, and then Zach should be going back defensively. Go ahead and roll it. He doesn't see it, and then bang, wide open. That is a wide open jumper to a very good three-point shooter. You've got to be locked in defensively and understand what rotations are.
I heard Stacey King say that last night during the Kings game.
He was talking about Modest Bozelis, right? That's who he was talking about right there? It wasn't a rookie he was talking about? Who was he talking about?
Oh, he was talking about a second contract, Patrick Williams.
Oh, the guy who's not a rookie and has already been paid handsomely and with an extension. Paying him $18 million per, that guy?
Yeah, and we're not here to pick on people individually, but when you consider how many years he has in the league, doesn't that seem like a basic defensive principle there? When you saw the amount of space that he's talking about on that closeout, where there's nothing around him and the person he should be defending is just straight ahead, and you know that they're going to shoot the threes. It's that part of it for me where it's you got to double check sometimes. And at that point in your career, I think you've got to be a little more confident. And not just a little. I've always said players can't control where they're drafted. But the Bulls did decide that they wanted to pay him. And he didn't test the market. Yeah, fourth-year player for Patrick Williams, right?
No, I was saying four-year contract.
Oh, yeah, the four-year contract. He was drafted in 20, right? So, yeah, that was the COVID years run together for me. But we all know what we're saying here. This is a multi-year veteran. Picked fourth overall, as we all know. And he didn't control where he got picked. But at the same time, he still is one of the first picks of this regime. The first pick. So you consider all of that, and you find a way to try to make this work. And every time they get a new combination of players, you know, whether we see the Kevin Huerter game last night, we see what Trey Jones was doing, which I thought was What he's put together so far in this season with the opportunities he's been given is really impressive. But we're still trying to figure out how Patrick Williams fits into all of this. Joe Kelly was on the afternoon show yesterday on Spiegel. Or I shouldn't say Spiegel and Holmes. Well, yeah, it's Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, what were we going to say?
You know what I was thinking of? There were two versions of the show. There was Parkins and Spiegel and Spiegel and Parkins. And those are two totally different shows.
Oh, okay.
Different time slot, and they were two very different shows.
Very different shows.
I didn't know there was a Spiegel and Parkins.
Yes, at
that
one point.
When Parkins first joined the station, it was middays with Spiegel and Parkins.
Oh.
Yes.
I learn something new every day.
But a very different show from Parkins and Spiegel.
Okay.
Very different.
It wasn't that different.
No, it was actually the same. Point being, Spiegel and Holmes had Joe Kelly on. He let it rip.
The name you brought up that I'm just done with. Patrick Williams.
Yeah, man, tell
us. I'm just kind of done with him. There was a point yesterday, the modest dunk, where he dunks, he gets fouled, thrown to a cameraman, he's laying down. The whole bench is standing up, clapping, going crazy, all except 44, just sitting there. Coaches are up clapping. His teammates are up clapping, kind of walking on the floor to make sure. And you got one guy who's just sitting there. I'm just kind of done. I'm done with him.
Wow.
He needs to hit rock bottom now. And unfortunately, they gave him a contract where I think he has lost his love for basketball, and he's would probably dispute that. But I just see a guy that happens to be built like that, happens to have a skill set, and happens to got paid and just doesn't give a damn anymore. And so, I kind of saw that the last year with Adam Dunn, where it was just a guy that would rather be in a deer stand. But he just happened to be able to hit 500-foot home runs, so hell, why don't he do that a couple times a week? And that's kind of how Patrick Williams is kind of rubbing me right now, where you've gone through different coaches now. They've had to find different coaches because mentally you don't like this coach, and you're not that good, dude. They should give you a ball boy until you figure it out. So I'm just kind of over him. I'm kind of done with the excuses. And it was a bad draft pick, made even worse because Arturis couldn't admit he was wrong and opened up the checkbook and gave it to him. And now he's giving it to the Bulls.
Wow. I mean, where does it rank among Arturis' mistakes to not realize this and cut bait via trade or simply not sign as opposed to empowering and doing what he just did? That's got to be very high on the list of mistakes then.
It's the biggest mistake he's made because he compounded it. He wouldn't admit that the guy doesn't have it. He wouldn't admit that he took a sixth man from Florida State who couldn't even start because of the body and the build and just didn't look at the man. And now we're stuck with a NBA player that's built like a guy that should be 20-10, but he still wants to play like a child. And it's just. And then he paid him on top of it. He paid him. He didn't even let the market set the price. He paid him because Arturis had to show he's smarter than everybody else.
Woo! That is scathing. I don't know what the worst part was, whether it was get him a ball boy and tell him to figure it out, or when he said built like he's built, but plays like a child.
Yeah, built for 20-10.
That is, woo!
I think the worst part is comping to White Sox Adam Dunn. Like, I mean, that is awesome and hilarious and just scathing.
Yeah, Joe Kelly couldn't even think of a basketball player to fit a similar profile of disappointment.
I think he knows the audience, so he wanted to give the Chicago audience someone that they distinctly remember, and Adam Dunn is... Yeah, he's
Cal, well, Cal used to cover the White Sox.
Yeah, that's so, true.
It was during that time. But it's the same concept when it comes to the body and the power that Adam Dunn had versus what the production was. It was a questionable contract when it came out. And when you consider what was going to happen this year, I think more had to happen for that to be justified. And unfortunately, it has turned out the way it has, even with a new group of players post-trade deadline. I ask all the time, what is the Bulls' plan? I want to know what their plan is for him as well.
I think Arturis Karnišovas, I'm not speaking for him, but if I had to guess, I would say the plan for Patrick Williams is for him to be one of the 9 to 10 guys he talks about when they're good in a championship contender. I don't see it myself. And also, Joe Kelly and I are completely aligned in saying that Patrick Williams, the extension, is the biggest mistake that Arturis Karnišovas has made. And also, that is the basis I use for saying don't make the same mistake twice when referring to one Josh Giddey. And I'm not saying Josh Giddey shouldn't be retained. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay him, but at least go see what the open market. Don't think you're outsmarting everyone by paying him, I don't know, $30 million a year. Let's go see if he can make $30 million a year.
Oh, we're up to 30 now? So the original...
That's what he wanted.
The original estimation on Giddey a week and a half ago was 22 to 24. Well, then we heard 25.
I'm talking specifically about what the reports were that he wanted when he was a member of the OKC coming off of last season. That's the extension he was looking for, $30 million a year. And if you look around and see what starting point guards are making, I mean, let's just use the Bulls as an example. Giving Patrick Williams an $18 million per year contract, Giddey is worth more than Patrick Williams. We can all agree on that.
Yeah, it's also a positional issue, though. Like, when you have Vooch at the five, you need your four to, for example...
But they ain't going to have Vooch at the five.
Not be talked about like Stacey did defensively.
They ain't going to have Vooch at the five, though. He's gone. He's moved in the offseason.
The way the Bulls trade players, I will believe it when I see it.
Because of the way the last trade deadline went and Vooch still hanging out?
And that was the first trade deadline in four where they had done something since Vooch.
Yeah, kind of disappointing in that manner. But I'll say this. Patrick Williams may still have a future, but I can't really argue with Joe's assessment of Patrick Williams in terms of watching him play basketball. I'm not saying he's necessarily playing out the string, but it is few and far between where I see him doing something that make me go, ooh, did you see that right there from Patrick Williams? How many moments has he given us that you can hang your hat on and be like, that's that dude that they picked with a top five pick and gave all that cash to on an extension?
Yeah, he had one last night, actually. He had an aggressive possession down the lane, and it was nice to see. But I don't want to be talking about just one. How many times are we talking about shots Coby White makes that are quintessential to his game? Often, there are multiple in a game you can refer to.
I go back to our question, because we never answer the question. Coby White is the blank best player on the Bulls? Did you come up with an answer?
I guess Vooch is still number one, given the resume.
But what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I don't care about resume. If you take him off the team right now and you say, Coby, go, or take Coby off the team and say, Vooch, go, are the Bulls, do they have a better chance of winning a game any given night with Vooch or with Coby?
Coby.
And not the other.
Because he can change a game.
Yeah, so that's why... And Giddey, I guess he's in that same category, and I don't know where he is in the order, if you will, when you're counting down best players on the Bulls. All I know is if you say Patrick Williams out loud, he's down there. He's not in the top three.
I hate having to talk about somebody like this.
No, I mean, I want better for Patrick Williams, though.
They've put so much faith in him, and they fell in love with their guy, and that is not unique to any regime. It happens all the time. But to then not let the market dictate the price and the value of that individual in the NBA is saying something.
Back to Kobe for a moment, because DeMar DeRozan, obviously former teammates with Kobe, he's seen him grow up as a young basketball phenom. He's a guy who's making less money than Patrick Williams, but is playing a whole lot better, and he's going to get paid eventually. Here's what DeMar DeRozan had to say about Kobe White, because he had high praise about the hot streak that he's currently on.
I love it. I mean, it's exciting to see. You know, I always tease him. You know, I told him the other day, congrats on the player. It was the player of the week, right?
Player of the week, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just rooting for him. You know, rooting for all those guys. You know, honestly, I watch every single game when we don't play. You know, even if we play in the same time, I check the box score, see how guys do. Obviously, I still talk to my sons every day, make sure they making their bed and everything. So, you know, it's great to see just Kobe, you know, thrive in a way that, you know, I know he will be, you know, working out with him every summer, you know, seeing how much he loved the game, how much he put into it, you know, it's dope to see.
All right, let's talk about Kobe in the month of March, okay?
You know what else DeMar said that's worth bringing up?
The son part?
He did call him his youngins. Like he was doing that already.
Like a father with a brood, and oh, I'm checking in on, you know, I've been off at work, but I'm gonna return home and see how my youngins are developing.
Yeah, he always called Dalen Terry and Kobe White his stepsons or something. But I always heard his youngins too. But then what he said for Dalen, the quote, I can't believe I'm saying this. He said, and this is the quote from the post game reporting. My baby boy always answers. He knows how to pick up the phone when daddy calls. Hilarious.
It's funny because you say that, but at the same time, DeMar, at the end of the game, it seemed like that moment that every son has where their son surpasses them, because the Bulls are faring better without DeMar DeRozan in the lineup. And they're, especially since the trade deadline, they're winning.
DeMar wanted all those players to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Kobe in March, though? Is he on one and we just haven't noticed as much because he's just been doing his thing?
He's averaging 28.4 points per game in the month of March. And as he said, he's the reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week. All right, we got to talk about this basketball tournament before it resumes today. Day four of the NCAA tournament. And we want to remind you, as the tournament action heats up, College Hoops coverage on The Score brought to you by Bet365. We're going to talk about the upsets, my Bulldogs, and probably how they're going to lose to Baylor and not even get a chance to face Duke, who may or may not have Cooper Flag. It's the NCAA tournament and Amir Khan. When we come back with more Bernstein and Harris with Layla Rahimi on 670 The Score.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.